Ever like skip the gym for a week and feel like you're back to square one? Or maybe life gets in the way for like a whole month. We've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
So today we're diving into a 2024 study
Okay.
from the Scandinavian Journal of Medicine and Science in Sports to find out what happens when we take breaks from strength training.
Okay.
Do we lose all our progress, or are our muscles more forgiving than we think?
Well, this is what's so interesting about this study is that it kind of challenges a lot of the traditional thinking around consistency and strength training. It seems like, we've always been told that taking a break is like the kiss of death for your gains.
Right, like we're constantly on the verge of losing all that muscle we worked so hard for.
Exactly.
So tell me about this study. How did they design it?
So they took 55 people,
Okay.
all new to strength training,
Okay.
and divided them into two groups.
Okay.
One group trained continuously for 20 weeks,
Okay.
your classic gym rat
Yeah.
schedule. The other group, however, took a rather dramatic detour.
Okay.
They trained for 10 weeks,
Okay.
then took 10 weeks completely off, no strength training whatsoever,
Wow.
before finishing with another 10 weeks of training.
10 weeks off. That's a significant amount of time. I'm honestly a little nervous to hear what happened to that group.
Yeah, so I think we all might assume that that break group would fall like significantly behind,
Right.
maybe even have to start from scratch. But here's where it gets interesting. By the end of the 20 weeks, both groups had made almost the same amount of progress in terms of muscle size and strength.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
The break group caught up entirely.
They did.
That's wild. So, what's the science behind that kind of comeback?
So it speaks to the incredible adaptability of the human body and the power of what we call muscle memory. Now, to be clear, the break group did experience some muscle loss during their time off,
Okay.
which is completely expected.
Right.
But they retained more of their strength than you might think. And when they returned to training, they regained that lost muscle much faster than the continuous group built new muscle.
So even though they weren't hitting the weights, their bodies remembered the training in a way.
Exactly. It seems that even when we lose muscle mass, our nervous system retains like a blueprint of those movement patterns.
Oh.
The neural pathways are still there, primed to fire efficiently when we return to training. Like
Interesting.
our muscles never forgot how to lift those weights.
That's fascinating. So it sounds like we're not doomed if we have to take a break from the gym. This is really making me rethink those times I've stressed about missing a week at the gym. Sounds like our bodies are much more resilient than we give them credit for.
Absolutely. This study offers a really encouraging perspective for anyone who's struggled with like maintaining a consistent workout routine.
Yeah.
Life happens. Things get in the way.
Right.
And this research suggests that a break, even a relatively long one, isn't necessarily going to derail all your progress.
That's great news for anyone juggling a busy schedule, work commitments, family life, all those things. That can make hitting that gym feel impossible sometimes.
Precisely. And one of the details I find particularly fascinating is that the break group actually regained their lost muscle mass faster than the continuous group built new muscle, even though they were both working with the same training program.
Oh, interesting. So it's almost like taking a break and then coming back provides a kind of accelerated growth period, almost like your muscles are primed for that regrowth.
That's a great way to put it. It seems counterintuitive, but this study suggests that our bodies might actually be more efficient at regaining lost muscle than building it from scratch.
That's pretty amazing. We've been talking a lot about muscle size and strength, but I'm curious about the impact of breaks on other aspects of fitness. What about things like endurance or flexibility? Does this study offer any insights there?
That's a really insightful question. And to be honest, this particular study didn't focus on those areas. It specifically looked at muscle strength and size changes in response to a 10-week break from resistance training. So while it would be fascinating to explore how breaks impact other areas of fitness, we can't draw any definitive conclusions from this research alone.
Okay, that makes sense. But for those of us focused on strength training, this study paints a pretty optimistic picture. Those gains aren't necessarily lost forever, even after a significant break.
Exactly. However, it's crucial to remember that everyone is different and will respond to training and breaks in their own unique ways.
Right. Just because these study participants experience this kind of muscle memory doesn't mean everyone will react the same way.
Yeah, factors like genetics, training history, nutrition, overall health, these can all influence how our bodies respond to training and time off.
Right.
This study provides some very compelling insights, but it doesn't offer a one-size-fits-all answer.
Yeah.
It's really a starting point for a broader conversation about strength training and incorporating breaks strategically.
I like that incorporating breaks strategically. This study focused on a break that was sort of thrust upon the participants, but what about choosing to build breaks into your training plan? Could that be beneficial?
Now, that's an area ripe for further research. It makes you wonder if planned breaks, strategically timed, could actually enhance muscle growth in the long run. But again, we need more data to explore that idea fully.
So much we still don't know. Speaking of unknowns, I'm also curious about how these findings might apply to people who are already experienced with strength training. This study focused on beginners. Would seasoned gym-goers see the same kind of muscle memory after a break?
Another great question, and unfortunately this study didn't include experienced lifters, so we can't say for certain.
Right.
It's certainly possible that individuals who've been training consistently for a longer period might respond differently to breaks.
So maybe someone who's brand new to lifting might bounce back quicker than someone who's been at it for years.
That's definitely a possibility. It could be that more experienced lifters might see smaller gains upon returning to training, or it might take them a bit longer to regain their previous level of strength and size.
I suppose it makes sense if you've been training for years, you're probably already closer to your body's genetic potential for muscle growth.
Exactly. Those early gains often come easier and faster.
Mm-hmm.
For someone who's been training for a while, progress tends to be more gradual and hard-earned as they push closer to their limits.
That's a really important point. So while this study offers a lot of hope for regaining muscle after a break, we have to remember it's just one piece of the puzzle.
Precisely. We've got to avoid making sweeping generalizations based on a single study.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where things get really exciting, because it opens up a whole world of new questions to investigate.
Right. Like, what happens if the break is shorter or longer than 10 weeks? Does the type of training you're doing play a role? And what about different populations? How do older adults or athletes recover from training breaks? So many avenues for future research. But for right now, let's bring it back to our listeners. What are the key takeaways from this deep dive? What can they take action on, knowing what we now know?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's a huge sigh of relief. If life forces you to take a break from the gym, don't panic. You're not starting from scratch when you go back.
Right. It's not a use it or lose it scenario. Our bodies are remarkably adaptable, and they seem to retain a blueprint even when we're not actively building muscle.
Exactly. And this study really highlights the concept of muscle memory. Those neural pathways remain even as muscle size might fluctuate. But it's crucial to remember the second key takeaway. Everyone is unique. There's no guarantee that everyone will experience the same rapid muscle regain as the participants in this study did.
Right. Individual results may vary. Genetics, training experience, nutrition, overall health, all of those factors come into play. What works for one person won't necessarily work for another.
Which is why it's always a good idea to consult with a qualified professional. A certified trainer, a sport medicine doctor. They can help you develop a training plan that considers your individual needs and goals.
Great advice. Don't be afraid to seek guidance, especially when it comes to something as important as your health and fitness. Okay, so we've covered the reassuring news about breaks not being the end of the world and the need for personalized approaches to training. What else?
Well, this study really opens up the conversation about strategically incorporating breaks into training. Remember, this research focused on an enforced break, but it makes you wonder about the potential benefits of planned breaks. Could they actually enhance muscle growth in the long run?
That's a fascinating thought. Instead of viewing breaks as setbacks, what if we started seeing them as potential tools for improvement?
Exactly. It's a whole new way of thinking about strength training and something we'll undoubtedly be exploring further in the future.
I'm excited to see where this research leads. And on that note, I think it's time for our parting shot. That final thought-provoking question to leave our listeners with. What do you have for us today?
Well, this study found that muscle size decreased faster than strength during that 10-week break. But what about the flip side? What happens if you stop lifting weights, but you stay active in other ways? Would that help preserve more muscle mass compared to being completely inactive?
That's a really interesting question. Does walking, hiking, swimming, those activities that don't necessarily scream muscle building, do they offer a protective benefit during a break from strength training? Something to ponder for sure.
Precisely. And that's what we hope you take away from the deep dive. That spark of curiosity, the desire to keep asking questions, to keep exploring.
Because there's always more to learn, always new discoveries to be made. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious, friends.